Do you remember when you were a child how money felt like it had more value? Having one single dollar in your hand back then made you feel like you had incredible spending power. And depending on when you were born, $1 could buy a lot of candy, a comic book, or even a few games at the video arcade. And for me as a child of the 80s, it was enough to buy a snack at the school canteen every day. But even though my mother would give me a dollar to spend every day at school, very often I would decide to save it. For whatever reason, the idea of delaying the gratification so that I could spend it on something later really appealed to me. Now, maybe I was just a weird kid, but I liked the idea that keeping the dollar gave me a lot of future potential. And the reason I'm sharing this is because I think it has a link to the way that we live our lives today. In the modern world, we live in a time of excess. Every one of us is surrounded by limitless information and entertainment. We all feel overwhelmed by just choosing what to do, what to watch, and what to listen to. In the past 10 years, we've seen the rise of what I call binge culture, where we'll watch an entire season of a TV show in just a few days. We'll download every single album by our favorite musician. But do we really enjoy it as much? Do we get the same joy out of watching endless YouTube videos that we did watching one single episode of our favorite cartoon as a child? This is really fascinating to me because it seems that there's this unspoken rule in our society that more is better. That if you can attain $1 million, you have an ocean of followers online, and you experience everything life has to offer, then you've lived a full and successful life. But is it really true? You can only eat one meal at a time. You can only sleep in one bed at a time. You can only wear one set of clothes at a time. So why do we always think that more is better? I've realized that I value talking with one person more than meeting 50 people. I enjoy hearing one of my favorite songs, rather than listening to every song in that artist's repertoire. And I find just one episode of a TV show is much more engaging than watching 10 in a row. Sometimes the anticipation is better than the reality. In fact, it's been shown through neuroscience that the peak of our pleasure happens a few moments before we experience something that we're looking forward to. I often think back to that feeling I had as a young boy, holding that single dollar in my hand and the feeling of anticipation that it created. I didn't need $100 or $1 million. All I needed to feel happy was just one. Our modern lives today are full of excess. But maybe the true value is found in singular moments, singular conversations, and singular experiences. In those moments when we feel excited and grateful, I think it's important to remember that just one of anything is really all we need. Thanks for listening.